Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show, bringing a Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for the series finale between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Modesto Nuts. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 1430 ESPN Radio. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Saturday Night Baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Seattle Mariners. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Modesto Nuts. Your Fresno Grizzlies coming with a record of 43-36 overall. They are 5-9 in the second half. The Modesto Nuts, they are 48-30 overall. They are 7-7 in the second half. The Grizzlies, though, have won two in a row after dropping the three games at John Thurman Field. The Grizzlies looking for the sweep in the home-to-home series against the Modesto Nuts. The Grizzlies back-to-back wins now as they look for their third straight win against Modesto. The Grizzlies, they are in last place in the second half, but they are fighting for a playoff spot to take on these Modesto Nuts who won the first half in the California League North Division. Yesterday, the Grizzlies pulverized Modesto 9-2 Friday night from Chuck Chansey Park. The Grizzlies improved to 34-15 when scoring first. They moved to 4-1 at home in the second half. The Grizzlies also enjoyed their second consecutive victory on a Friday night, and there were some fireworks before the actual fireworks. The Grizzlies offense applied 9 runs on 12 hits, 4 walks, and a pair of nuts miscues. There were also 2 wild pitches and 1 hit by pitch. Fresno's lineup swatted 3 homers, the most in a game this season by the club, while adding 1 double and 1 triple. The Grizzlies 2-5 batters combined for 10 of the 12 hits, collecting all 3 homers, driving in 5 RBI, and scoring 7 of the 9 runs. Fresno generated all 9 runs over 4 straight innings, which include a 3-run 4th and a 4 spot in the 5th. Andy Perez led the charge with a pair of wallops. He now has 6 on the year, the third multi-homer game for the Grizzlies this season, which include Braylon Wimmer and Luis Mendez. Perez finished with a trio of RBI, 3 runs, and 1 walk. On the other side, too, Caleb Hobson contributed with the other big fly, the first Fresno run of the evening. It was his third homer of the year. Hobson picked up 2 RBI, a pair of runs, and 1 walk. Wimmer reached base 3 times, a pair of hits and runs, and Luis Mendez extended his hit streak to 10 games after a 4-hit game, a triple, a bunt single, and 2 normal singles for Mendez, who now is in double digits for that hit streak. The run support was enough for Grizzlies lefty Michael Perseki, who now is 1-0 and has returned to Chuck Chansey Park. Perseki dazzled for 5 innings of 1-run ball, allowing 3 hits and 1 walk while fanning 9. The first 5 outs by the Nuts were down by way of the K. Tyler Hoffman and Hunter Mann blanketed the final 4 frames, punching out 4. Hoffman relished a career-high 2 innings of work. So the Grizzlies, they coming off a big win 9-2 yesterday, looks to win their third straight as they give the ball to right-hander Jace Kaminska, a 3-4 record, a 3.04 ERA. The Grizzlies, Kaminska has been outstanding this year as he looks to continue the Grizzlies' winning ways. But right-hander Ashton Izzy for Modesto would like to stop that losing streak for the Nuts, a 6-3 record, a 2.70 ERA. Izzy got the ball on Tuesday in Modesto's win, as in that contest, Izzy 4 2/3 innings of 2-run ball. Modesto won 10-9 in 10 innings. So the pitching matchup, a pair of righties in Izzy and Kaminska. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with yesterday's starting pitcher, Grizzlies lefty Michael Perseki, and one of my favorite guys of last year's team, and it's great to have him back this year as well. Of course, we don't know exactly how long Perseki will be here. We did discuss that on the pregame show. We also talked about his season last year and how great it's to be back in California with your Fresno Grizzlies. Our pregame guest is Grizzlies left-hand pitcher Michael Perseki, and we come back after the break, we'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I can pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show, bringing a familiar face in Grizzlies left-hand pitcher Michael Perseki. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Steven. Always a pleasure.
So let's tell the fans exactly what's going on. Why are you back here in Fresno?
I started the year with a injury to my elbow. So I was down in Arizona until about 2 weeks ago. And I'm here now as a pit stop on my road back. So just kind of getting back into the swing of things.
Absolutely. Now, I'm selfish, so I wish you could be here forever. But yesterday, you looked fantastic. 5 innings of 1-run ball, 9 punch-outs. Everything was going your way. Talk about how yesterday felt for you.
It just felt good to be back. It felt good to get in front of people. Kind of that competitive mindset, because for me, it's been almost a year since I've had that type of stakes on the table where it's a real game. Everything kind of matters, and it was just cool to kind of get those feelings back.
And like a lot of guys that you have faced over the years with Modesto as well, too. But how nice was it to be back at Chancy Park and seeing the fans as well?
Familiarity is always comfortable. So having that comfortability piece and having, you know, knowing the ins and outs of the stadium and, you know, just the fans and everything that goes it was huge. It was awesome.
Last year was a year that I don't think you'll forget. I don't know. I will never forget. Not only did you lead the California League in almost every pitching category, but you joined the Grizzlies in a lot of top 10 all-time season records as well, too. Talk about your season last year with the Grizzlies.
First full one was – it was a long one, but it was a fun one. It was – we just had a really good group here, and just everything about those guys, you know, just it made coming to the field fun every day. So, I mean, it was easy. Just, you know, having, you know, guys like Cody Huff and Betancourt to throw to made things a lot simpler for us. So it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
No, absolutely, too. And that team last year, great time to be around, too. But that's not the goal for Michael Perseki. Of course, you want to get to the big leagues, too. And, you know, what will it take for you to get back there?
Right now, I'd probably just say patience. Probably just patience. I missed the entire first half of the season, and still now just getting kind of back into it. Not fully where, you know, I would be in July had I been starting the season on a normal schedule. So just kind of have to stay patient and just kind of trust that God's going to work everything out for me and, you know, just keep putting my head down for it. So
no, absolutely. Now, of course, you were not only at Louisville, you were a starter for a little bit, but you also were the closer as well, too. So continue to start out at the same time. But tell the fans exactly a little bit about your upbringing as well, too, if they forgot about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm from Chicago. You know, baseball's only played probably 4 months out of the year, 5 months out of the year. And, you know, so you got to cycle that with other sports. So obviously growing up, I played other sports. But baseball was always kind of that one. And so I followed that path, and it took me to, you know, I had a great high school career, and then that took me to Louisville, and, you know, I had my ups and downs in college, but I think everything happens for a reason. So, you know, now that I'm here and still blessed to be playing the game, so I can't really complain. It's been a ride.
You know, I also got a chance to see a lot of great pitching last year from you, but this year you saw that, you know, you had a lot of good stuff in general, but the ability to mix and match all your pitches. Talk about your repertoire and getting the feel back again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of understanding myself as a pitcher a lot more as I go, and that's honestly a credit to the rehab process that I've been on, you know, just getting in our pitching lab down in Arizona and just figuring some stuff out. Have a good feel for what I know I can do, and then I know what I need to work on. And so from here, it's just about kind of ironing out those chinks and and just making sure that everything's smooth, but starting to really kind of understand myself a lot better, and instead of just relying on overthrowing everybody and really just kind of understanding how to pitch. And it's a process for sure.
Absolutely. Now, of course, we're hoping you go to Spokane, maybe even Hartford on top of it. But I know you're excited to see your old roommate and Connor Stain, and you're excited to see the boys up there and Sean Sullivan, all of them. Talk about how great it will be back to see all those guys who have dominated Stain just the other day, 12 Ks.
Yeah, I mean, I've been looking forward to it since you know they left spring training, because that group was the group that was here, and that group's kind of like a little bit of home away from home because you get so used to them. And I miss those dudes all the time. We talk every now and then, and I talk to Stain all the time. I'm definitely looking forward to it, but I gotta try my hardest to be where my feet are, and right now that's in Fresno, so just gotta keep checking off all my boxes. So
well, we do have Lake Elsinore and then the All-Star break, so what are the plans for the All-Star break?
I don't know. I don't even know where my destination is going to be. I don't know where I'll be at. So we just got to take it by ear, I guess. So.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for taking time this interview.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate you, Steven.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
A big thank you to Grizzlies left-hand pitcher Michael Persecki for joining us on the pregame show. Hello and welcome back, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Steven Rice. We also like to give a big thank you to Jorge back in the studios as you're listening to Grizzlies Baseball here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park as your Fresno Grizzlies get ready to face the Modesto Nuts in the series finale Saturday night. Baseball's the Grizzlies looking for their third straight win against the first place Modesto Nuts. With that being said, the Grizzlies are taking the field, and the Grizzlies are ready to go. We will go to the field. We have an expected flyover and then the national anthem and first pitch. We'll head down to the field and PA announcer Brandon Guthier.
Now please join us in a moment of silence to honor those that have given the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. Thank you. And thank you to all the brave men and women that fight for our freedom today and every day. Please remain standing until the anthem has concluded and the colors have left the field. Before tonight's national anthem, please welcome Valerie Salcedo.
Can you see?
Tonight's callers and a beautiful national anthem to get us set for Saturday Night Baseball here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Saturday Night Baseball, the series finale between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Modesto Nuts. With that being said, let's give you tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with the visiting Modesto Nuts, the single-A affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. The Nuts are 48-30 overall. They are 7-7 in the second half. Under manager Zach Vinci, here's his starting lineup. Lean off and catching number 45, Connor Charping. Batting second, the center fielder number 13, Aiden Smith. Batting third at first base, number 5, Milcar Perez. Batting fourth, the shortstop, number 10, Luis Sweetspell. Batting fifth in left field, number 25, Carson Jones. Batting sixth, the DH, number 44, Jared Belbin. Batting seventh, the right fielder, number 6, Curtis Washington Jr. Batting eighth, the third baseman, number 9, Charlie Pagliarini. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 9, Edrin Rodriguez. And on the bump for Modesto is the right-hander, number 37, Ashton Izzy, a 6-3 record, a 2.70 ERA. So that Nuts lineup will take on right-hand pitcher Jace Kaminska, a 3-4 record, a 3.04 ERA. As we are almost ready for baseball, as home plate umpire Chad Lagana making sure everyone is ready to go. Looks like they're just waiting for a first base coach. As it looks like it will be Ty Pete who gets the day off for Modesto. And we are ready for baseball here at Chuck Chancey Park. Here comes tonight's first pitch from Kaminska, and it's fouled off the count at 0-1. First pitch tonight at 6:54 p.m. A couple minutes behind scheduled as here comes the 0-1 from Kaminska, and it's a called strike, now 0-2. Good fastball at 96. No balls and two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Kaminska, and it swung on and missed. 96 again. Charping down on strikes as Kaminska starts his night off with a punch out. As here comes center fielder Aiden Smith. Nice start for Jace Kaminska. The right-hander gets the ball for Fresno. As we mentioned, a 3-4 record, a 3.04 ERA. Here comes the pitch to Aiden Smith. He will wind and deal, and it is outside. Aiden Smith, the center fielder tonight for Modesto, against the right-hander in Jace Kaminska. As here comes the pitch, that is just outside, and Kaminska barely missing, counted two balls and a strike. Kaminska making his 14th appearance of the year, 13th start of the season, as that was swung on and missed, two balls and two strikes. Kaminska's first outing here in July, though. He had four starts in April and May, five appearances, four starts in June. Here comes Kaminska's offering and a fly ball drifting out to right field. There is Cruz, and he will make the catch for the second out. So it goes F9, two away now as here comes first baseman Milcar Perez. We'll give you the Grizzlies lineup in the bottom of the first, by the way, as Jace Kaminska faces this Modesto lineup by Zach Vinci, Charping, Smith, Perez, Sweetspell, Jones, Belbin, Washington Jr., Pagliarini, Rodriguez. Kaminska ready to go. Here comes the first pitch, and it's a ball inside. Count of one ball and no strikes from Jace Kaminska. Kaminska winds and deals. Here's the pitch, and it's a fly ball out to center field. And Caleb Hobson is there, and he will make the catch. And Kaminska, a 1-2-3 inning. We head to the bottom of the first with no score. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Cruise into Chuck Chancey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Bottom of the first inning here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. No score between the Grizzlies and the Nuts. Here is the Fresno Grizzlies Toyota starting lineup. The Grizzlies 43-36 overall. They are 5-9 in the second half. The proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Your Fresno Grizzlies managed by reigning California League Manager of the Year, Steve Solis. His Toyota starting lineup will start with center fielder number 24, Caleb Hobson. Batting second, third baseman number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Andy Perez, the shortstop, he bats third. As here comes the pitch from Ashton Izzy, and it is inside, count of 1-0. Jason Hinchman, the first baseman, bats fourth. Luis Mendez, 10-game hit streak, the second baseman, bats fifth. Here comes the 1-0 to Hobson, and it's a called strike, count at 1-1. Felix Tanner, the DH, he will hit sixth. Brad Cumbis, the left fielder, bats seventh. Ben McCabe does the catching, he hits eighth. As the 1-1's outside of Hobson, two balls and a strike. And batting ninth, the right fielder, Fadrio Cruz. And we've already seen Jace Kaminska on the bump. Here's a 2-1 to Hobson as he flies it foul. Two balls and two strikes. So once again, the Grizzlies Toyota starting lineup. Hobson in center, Wimmer at third, Perez at short. Hinchman at first, Mendez at second. Tanna is the DH. Cumbis in left, McCabe catching, Cruz in right, and Kaminska on the bump. Here's the pitch to Hobson, and he fouls off another one just to the right of us. Count remains at two balls and two strikes. Caleb Hobson is appearing in his 30th game in the leadoff spot as he takes a pitch high, three balls and two strikes. So three balls, two strikes, as here comes the pitch to Hobson, and it swung on and missed. Izzy elevated a fastball, and Hobson is out. First strikeout for Izzy, first out of the inning, as here comes third baseman Braylon Wimmer. As the Grizzlies, they won 9-2 last night. Bottom of the first inning, no score. It is 112 degrees outside. Clear skies. 8 mile per hour winds out to right field, as there is a called strike, count at 0-1. No balls, one strike, as here comes the next pitch to Wimmer. Swung on and foul tip. Count now at no balls and two strikes to Braylon Wimmer. Leads the team with 10 home runs. Wimmer also the California League Player of the Month for June. As here comes the pitch, and it is fouled off again. No balls and two strikes remain. As Braylon Wimmer takes on Ashton Izzy. A 6-3 record, a 2.70 ERA. Here comes the pitch from Izzy, and it's a line drive and a base hit up the middle for Braylon Wimmer. A one-out single as the Grizzlies have their first base runner of the night. As it brings up shortstop Andy Perez. Andy Perez last night, a multi-homer game. He now has 6 homers this season. Perez's multi-homer game was the third by a Grizzlies batter in 2024, joining Braylon Wimmer and Luis Mendez. Andy Perez just 20 years old from Cuba. As here comes the first pitch and a ground ball foul, count at 0-1, heading towards the Fresno dugout, and a couple players motioning towards Perez saying, what was that? As a count at no balls and a strike. Runner at first is Wimmer, great speed. Here comes the 0-1 offering now to Perez, as that is inside, count of one ball and one strike. Andy Perez having an outstanding season overall. Perez with his two hits yesterday bumps his average to .281. Here comes the pitch as Wimmer leads from first and Perez takes it inside. And the count now at two balls and a strike. Home plate umpire Chad Lagana over on the bases, Drew Buffelli. As Andy Perez trying to advance Wimmer here, one out, runner at first. Here comes the pitch as Wimmer, good lead. And he is still long paused by Izzy. And now Perez takes a pitch inside. Three balls and a strike. Wimmer was dancing over there at first base. And Izzy, a long pause. By the time that ball came in, Wimmer had already made up his mind that he wanted to stay at first base. So three balls and a strike as there goes Wimmer. And it is fouled off. The count now at 3-2 as Wimmer will head back to first. The Grizzlies wearing their beige unis. Fresno ran across the front. The Grizzlies 5-1 when sporting these jerseys. Fresno in the front in red. Red numbers on the back. As here comes the pitch to Perez. Inside, ball four. And just like that, two runners on with one out. So Wimmer down to second. Perez draws the walk. So now first and second with one away. For first baseman, Jason Hinchman. Hinchman last night, an RBI, but he did strike out four times. Hinchman's been the leadoff hitter over the past couple of games for Fresno. And with two runners on, Hinchman an opportunity to drive in some runs. As we said, Fresno wearing their beige slash cream unis tonight. As there's a called strike, count at 0-1. They have the beige cap, the red bill, and the California Bear on top of that cap. On the other side, Modesto, they're in their baby blue Modesto Mariners jerseys. As the pitch is outside, the count now one ball and one strike. Modesto sports these jerseys on the last day of the series, usually on Sundays, but a very different series as the week started on Monday, and it ends today as here comes the 1-1 to Hinchman. And he lines one out to center field. It was hit on a rope, and it lands. A base hit. The center fielder and Smith did it, trying to make a play, and Wimmer scores. An RBI single. And I don't think Aiden Smith ever saw that ball in center field. His reaction, he stayed put, and the ball bounced about 5 feet in front of him. And Hinchman, an RBI single out to center. Wimmer wasn't sure, and Smith on the replay, you can see he puts his hands up. He had no idea the ball was hit to him. So Wimmer comes in to score as the Sun gives Fresno the 1-0 lead as Perez will stop at second. Hinchman, the RBI single, 1-0 Fresno as Luis Mendez takes a strike, the count at 0-1. So second hit for Fresno in a run as Hinchman supplies the RBI. Second straight game with an RBI is 33rd of the season. And now Luis Mendez says that pitch is outside. And the count at 1-1. As you said, Modesto wearing their Modesto Mariners jerseys. Modesto on the front. They have the black numbers on the back. They also have the white and yellow stripes on the sleeves. As that's outside. The count now at two balls and a strike. Black cap, black bill. They also have that Modesto Nuts logo on top of that cap. Big M on the sleeve as well. As here comes the pitch to Luis Mendez. Izzy looks back the runner in Perez at second. And the pitch, and Mendez, that is a base hit in right field. Mendez, an 11-game hit streak. Perez rounds third. Here comes the throw to the plate. It is cut off. And Luis Mendez, an RBI single. 2-0 Fresno here in the bottom of the first. Andy Perez comes around to score as the ball was cut off by Perez, Milcar Perez of Modesto. Henchman over to third, and Mendez an 11-game hit streak. It's an RBI single for Mendez as he extends his hit streak. Third hit for Fresno, all singles, and two runs have already scored here in the frame. So now, first and third with one out for Felix Tena, and he takes a pitch outside the count at 1-0. The Grizzlies' bats have come alive here in the bottom of the first inning. This was a Grizzlies team that, over a course of a couple games on their road trip, where they went 1-8, they were not able to even score two runs, as this could be two. It's going to go 6-4, and it's not in time as Tena beats it out. It's going to be a fielder's choice, an RBI for Tena, 3-0 Fresno. So Tena reaches on the fielder's choice. Mendez is retired. 6-4 sweet spell to Rodriguez on the fielder's choice. So an RBI for Tena as Henchman comes in to score from third. So now three runs for Fresno. Already more runs allowed by Izzy in this game than on Tuesday. And Brad Cumbis to the plate as there goes Tena and a ground ball to Sweetspell. And the only place to first and Cumbis is thrown out as Sweetspell wanted to go to second initially. Instead, Cumbis is retired. But Fresno, a three spot in the bottom of the first. We had the second. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Cruise into Chuck Chancy Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Top of the second inning here at Chuck Chancy Park in downtown Fresno, California. 3-0 Grizzlies lead the Nuts as Jace Kaminska first pitch a called strike. To the shortstop, Luis Sweetspell, as that's outside, count of one ball and one strike. So one ball, one strike, here comes the pitch, and that is a ground ball, cue shot up the middle. Perez, the shortstop, coming across the diamond, makes the play. It goes 6-3 for the first out, and Sweetspell is retired, as here comes left fielder Carson Jones. As Carson Jones now to the plate with one out here in the top of the second inning. 3-0 Fresno. Here's the pitch from Kaminska and a fly ball lifted a deep right field. It's hit well. It's at the wall and it is gone. A home run for Carson Jones and it's now 3-1. Jones' ninth homer of the season. And just like that, Jace Kaminska allows the solo shot. So Fresno, everything was looking good over the first four batters, and now Carson Jones, first pitch swinging, a home run. So 3-1 now as Jared Belbin will come to the plate. As Kaminsko already ready to go, and the first pitch is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Jace Kaminsko, 3-4 record, a 3.04 ERA. Making his 14th appearance, 13th start. As a count at 6, and no balls in one strike, and he is 6'2", 235 pounds. As here is a high pop-up by Belbin on the third base side, and Wimmer is there to make the play. So two outs now as here comes right fielder Curtis Washington Jr. So two outs as Washington Jr. now to the plate, but Jace Kaminsko, 6'2", 235 pounds. The right-hander is 22 years old. Born in Coffeyville, Kansas, a 10th-round draft pick in 2023 by the Rockies out of Nebraska. As that pitch is low, one ball and no strikes. Kaminsko had a great start to the season where he had a May scoreless streak of 20 innings. As that ball out to center field, Caleb Hobson is able to make the play, and the inning is over. A solo shot from Carson Jones. It's 3-1 as we head to the bottom of the second right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Cruise at the Chuck Chancy Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bottom of the second inning, 3-1, Fresno leads Modesto here at Chuck Chancy Park in downtown Fresno, California. As Ben McCabe sees back-to-back strikes from right-hander Ashton Izzy. The Grizzlies a 3-run bottom of the first. Nice crowd on hand for Saturday night baseball. It is Military Appreciation Night as that is outside. And the count now at 1-2. As Ben McCabe takes on Ashton Izzy. Here comes the pitch. And a check swing, and it is apparently going to be a foul ball. As Ben McCabe fouled it off right there. So 1-2. Izzy ready to go again. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed. And Izzy strikes out McCabe for his second strikeout of the game. One away as here comes right fielder Fadrio Cruz. Here in the bottom of the second inning. As we said, though, Military Appreciation Night, thank you to everyone who has served, who are currently serving, who put their life on the line to make my life and everyone else's life easier and to be able to enjoy this great game of baseball. As Cruz takes a pitch high, count of 1-0. As here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off, count at 1-1. as Fadrio Cruz, the nine-hole hitter at the plate for Fresno. But the Grizzlies, they're enjoying a great game and a great series so far. Back-to-back wins against Modesto. As there's a check swing, did he go around? He did. And the count now 1-2. The Grizzlies 9-2 yesterday. They won 7-5 on July 4th. So Fresno trying to win 3 in a row against this Modesto team. As the pitch is high, 2-2. As Fadrio Cruz ready to go, and the pitch is going to be a high chopper to first. Tough play, and it goes off the first baseman, Emilcar Perez, and the ball's thrown away, and Cruz didn't see it, and now he's being told to go to second. Wow, that was a crazy play. The first baseman in Emilcar Perez, the ball bounced off of him, and then went to the second baseman, Rodriguez, who threw the ball, and the ball ended up near the catcher. And Cruz didn't know the ball was thrown away. He was still at first base. And Steve Solis, the Grizzlies manager and first base coach, was telling Cruz, go to two. And he finally got there. What a weird play. But either way, Cruz is on. And he's at second base as Caleb Hobson is now at the plate. Hobson struck out his first time as here comes the pitch. And it is fouled off, counted 0-1. So it's going to be a single, and then it's going to be an error on Rodriguez. So it's going to be a hit and an error. So Fresno now up to 4 hits. As here comes the pitch and a ground ball, and that is going to be the shortstop sweet spell and a high throw, but in time to get Hobson, and Cruz gets to third. So that's the second out of the inning. It goes 6-3. For third baseman in Braylon Wimmer. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chicken Shack for providing tonight's press box food. Chicken Shack has the freshest chicken in the valley. You can have your choice of fingers, wings, salads, wraps, and the famous buffalo chicken fries. There are 6 locations around the Central Valley ready to serve you today. Shack it up your way at the Chicken Shack. As here's the pitch to Wimmer. That's outside, count of 1-0. And we'd like to thank Chicken Shack for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. Tonight's press box food. Here comes the pitch to Wimmer, and that is a called strike. And the count of 1-1. Wimmer, chicken dinner. He has been outstanding in the month of June and now in the early parts of July. Wimmer, a 2-hit game yesterday, already a single and a run score tonight. As Wimmer, ground ball foul towards the Modesto dugout. And the count now with 1-2. Runner at third here with 2 outs. Fresno leads 3-1 here in the bottom of the second inning. Glad you could join us here on July 6th. Here comes the pitch. And it is called strike 3, and Wimmer caught looking. Fresno strands a runner at third as we head to the top of the third. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa, even parked. 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the third inning here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. 3-1 Grizzlies lead the Nuts as Charlie Pagliarini will lead things off. And once again, Modesto doesn't have a first base coach as one of their coaches will head over to first base. And Charlie Pagliarini ready to go as here comes the pitch from Kaminska. And it's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chancey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanceyGold.com. Count at 0 balls and 2 strikes to Pagliarini. Here comes the 0-2 from Kaminska. Winds and deals. And it is just high. Count at 1-2. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chancey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. Here comes the pitch from Kaminska. And just missing again. 2 balls and 2 strikes. We thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. As that pitch is skied foul just to the left of us here in the booth. And the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes here on July 6th, Saturday Night Baseball. Here comes a pitch from Kaminska. Fly ball roped to right field, and Cruz will have to play it on a hop as it bounces into the splash park. It's going to be a ground rule double for Pagliarini. That ball was absolutely crushed off the bat at 108 miles per hour. So a leadoff double for Pagliarini. That's the second hit, both extra base hits for Modesto, as it brings up Edrin Rodriguez. 3-1 Fresno here in the top of the third inning. Again, Military Appreciation Night. We had a lot of officers here at the ballpark showing off all the amazing pride of the military, as that's a called strike. Count at 0-1. And we actually had a lot of people sworn in today. A ceremony in the pregame show, a lot of fun to see a lot of people committing to joining the military, and we thank everyone who is serving and has served. As here comes the pitch, and it's a high chopper to third. It's going to be a tough play for Wimmer, the throw off balance, and he makes the play. Braylon Wimmer, great job coming up on that ball, and then the tough throw to first in time. So Pagliarini to third. Rodriguez is out. It goes 5-3. So one away for Connor Charping, who's 0-1. Modesto's catcher is the leadoff hitter. Off days for Colt Emerson, Ty Pete, and Carlos Jimenez. Three players that have been leadoff hitters for Modesto over the past year and a half. As that swung on a missed count at 0-1. So Connor Charping gets the chance, the Western Michigan product. Charping a big body as here comes the 0-1 from Kaminska, and that is just high, 1-1. As we said, Kaminska 6'2", 235 pounds, 22 years old, making his third appearance against Modesto, his third start, no record of 1.50 ERA. As there's a breaking ball, this will score a run as Perez gets the for sure out. Now 3-2 here in the top of the third. So Pagliarini in a score after the ground rule double back in to begin the inning. And then Charping, the RBI on the ground out, goes 6-3 as Fresno was playing back on the play. So another run allowed by Kaminska. As with two outs, it's Aiden Smith as that pitch is low. Count at 1 ball and 0 strikes. 2 outs here in the top of the third inning. 3-2, Fresno leads Modesto. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. Count at 1-1. But a couple fans getting into the game a little bit more than expected here this Saturday night. 2-2. Here comes will lead things off as he fouls off the first pitch. Pinchman is retired, and now second baseman Luis Mendoza, here full is here. Power pod, power alley, a two-run homer for Fay Leagues Tenna, and it's 5-3 Grizzlies. That ball was absolutely crushed to left center field, and Fresno back in front. As here's a fly ball out to center field, Caleb Hobson retreating back makes the play, and Belbin is retired. Two outs now, as here comes right fielder Curtis Washington Jr. But again, it's your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com.
Legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Bottom of the fourth inning here at Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno, California. 5-3, Fresno leads Modesto as Fajardo Cruz will lead things off. Reached on a single and then an error to get him to second as the pitch is inside by right-hander Ashton Izzy. Izzy has allowed 7 hits, 5 runs, all earned. 1 walk, he also has 4 punch-outs. As Cruz fouls off the pitch, and that was a liner just below it. As here comes the pitch, there goes Cruz, as that ball gets away from the catcher in Charping, who wanted to throw down his second. It should be a stolen base for Cruz, though, as he took off before the ball got away from Charping. So now a runner in scoring position here with one out. Fresno leads 5-3 here in the bottom of the fourth. And Braylon Wimmer, the perfect guy to have at the plate. As Ovando looks in, here comes the pitch.
For minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the fifth inning here in downtown Fresno, California. At beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. 5-3 Fresno here in the top of the fifth inning as Charlie Pagliarini will lead things off against Jace Kaminska. Kaminska will wind and deal, and that is swung on and missed. Counted 0-1. Good pitch from Kaminska. Manco Abbott in Le Parvance apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Parvance is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leparvenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. As there is a strike count of 1 and 2. We thank Manco Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth. Here's a pitch from Kaminska. And it's fouled off. Count remains at 1-2. Again, a big thank you to Le Parvance Apartment Homes at the Dominion. Again, visit their website, leparvenceapts.com. Here comes the pitch from Kaminska. And it swung on and missed. A changeup that just disappears out of the zone. And that is his 5th strikeout of the game. First out of the inning, and 4 of the last 5 punch-outs for Kaminska are within the last 5 batters. As here comes second baseman Edrin Rodriguez, who's 0-1. Kaminska, 5 Ks now, halfway to his career high, as there's another breaking ball to count at 0-1. Great pitch again from Kaminska. The Grizzlies are sporting. As here's a ground ball up the middle, and the second baseman in Mendez, he cannot make a play. He'll just throw it to Perez. It's going to be an infield single as Mendez tried making a play up the middle. It's the 5th hit now as It brings up the top of the lineup in Connor Charping. Initially, I told you guys that the Grizzlies were wearing their beige cap red bill, the California Bear on the cap. They actually went back to their July 4th caps. The Grizzlies are undefeated when wearing them. That's actually the cap they were wearing. As here comes the pitch from Kaminska, looks back the runner, and there's a good breaking ball count at 0-1. That's that curveball that has a lot of 12-6 action to it. Great depth on the pitch. Kaminska can use it in all counts, and we haven't seen it as much tonight as we've seen in the past. As here's the pitch, and that's a curveball, the count at 1-1. So now that I've said that, he's throwing back-to-back curveballs. As a count of 1-1 here in the top of the fifth inning, 5-3, Fresno leads Modesto. Nice crowd on hand for Saturday night baseball. So 1-2. Kaminska looks back the runner. Here comes the pitch to Smith. And it is called 3, and Kaminska strikes out the side. Kaminska now 7 punch-outs, and the Grizzlies head to the bottom of the fifth with a 5-3 lead. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Bottom of the fifth inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. 5-3, the Grizzlies lead the Nuts. As Luis Mendez, first pitch to him is a check swing. He did go around, count at 0-1. Mendez 1-for-2, an RBI single back in the first inning. As the Grizzlies lead 5-3. Luis Mendez batting 223, here comes the pitch, and he lines one foul. No balls and 2. Ovando back out for another inning of work as he ends the line for Ashton Izzy. 3 1/3 in, 7 hits, 5 runs, 5 earned, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. As Ashton Izzy in line for the loss, the Grizzlies lead 5-3, looking for their third straight win against Modesto. Here comes the pitch, and that is a liner foul, and the count remains at 1-2. The Grizzlies and the Nuts played home-and-home series, 3 games at John Thurman Field in Modesto, and then the final 3 games here at Chuck Chancey Park. But both considered different series due to the location, as that is low, and the count now 2-2. Well, Fresno got swept at John Thurman Field, their technical first sweep in the California League since 22 Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fifth. There goes Tenna. The throw is low, and Tenna is safe. A stolen base for Felix Tenna. So runner at second now with one out as Cumbus a swing and a miss, count at 1-2. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And now Tenna in scoring position. as the Grizzlies once again putting pressure on Modesto's bullpen in this series. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, here comes the pitch, and it's outside, counted 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ovando was looking for the punch out right there against Cumbist. Tanner leads from second. Here comes the offering to Brad Cumbist, and he swings and misses, and he's down on strikes. That is the second strikeout of the inning for Ovando. And with two away, here comes catcher Ben McCabe, who is 0-for-2. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, 5-3 Fresno here on July 6th. As Ben McCabe trying to score Tenna as he swings and misses, a healthy hack, counted 0-1. Good pitch on the inside part of the plate. If you're watching on Bally Live, glad you could join us. Looks like the balls and strikes are wrong on Bally Live. As here comes the 0-1 offering, and it is low. 1 ball and 1 strike. Looks frozen on Bally Live. But warm weather, everyone trying to freeze instead of just staying cool here at Chuck Chancey Park. As here comes the 1-1 to Ben McCabe, as that is a called strike on the inside portion. Count of 1-2. Glad you could join us. Saturday night baseball. The Grizzlies will enjoy a day and a half before making the trip to Lake Elsinore. Here comes the 1-2 to Ben McCabe, and he grounds 1-3, and it will go foul. As the third baseman in Pagliarini tried to field it, and the ball bounced up and hit him in the face. As he checks to see if his nose is bleeding. Pagliarini trying to field it. Instead, the third base coach, Cesar Galvez, went to grab the baseball. So count remains at 1-2 as McCabe looks in. Here comes a pitch from Ovando. And it is outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The catcher in Charping made a great Superman-like play before the ball went to the back.
All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the sixth inning, 5-3 Fresno leads Modesto as Jace Kaminska back on the bump. As the first pitch to Milcar Perez is a strike. The count at 0-1. By the way, very warm today, but the field looks pristine. Thanks to the California League Groundskeeper of the Year and David Haciento. Him and his crew, they were out there in the blazing heat this afternoon, making sure that tonight's game goes smoothly. As here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike. Count at 0-2. To Milcar Perez. A fan really wants Dutch Bros strikeout batter in Perez to strike out. Here in the top of the sixth inning. Here comes the pitch. And it's a high fly ball out to shallow right field. Who's it going to be? Second baseman Luis Mendez makes the play for the first out. It goes P4. And Perez is retired. As here comes shortstop Luis Suispel. But the field looks fantastic. And when the Grizzlies were on the road the past couple of weeks to San Jose and Modesto, the Grizzlies saw a lot of field issues. The ball taking weird bounces throughout the series. As here's a nice easy ground ball for Perez to handle. And now 2 quick outs. It goes 6-3. And Suispel is out. That's the difference between this field and other fields. In Modesto and in San Jose, that ball would have taken a nasty hop. Here, it is as clean and smooth as possible. The Grizzlies, the best fielding percentage in the league at .976. Of course, you have to thank the groundskeeper, David Haciento. As here's a swing and a miss, counted 0-1 to Carson Jones, who's 1-for-2, a solo home run. As Jace Kaminska looking to tie a career high in innings pitched. He had 6 in his last start in San Jose, as here comes the 0-1 offering from Jace Kaminska. And it's a ground ball base hit into center field. A two-out single for Carson Jones. Mendez gave a chase, but the ball heading into center. So now it's Jared Belbin who's 0-2. He flew out his previous at-bat. Hey, heads up, Grizzlies fans. Chansey Park has a clear bag policy in effect that started on June 1st. In an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through. As there goes Jones, a throw to second, the tag, and it is in time! What a tag from Perez to end the inning! McCabe nabs Jones! We'll talk more about the clear back policy as that was a clear throw out at second. We head to the bottom of the sixth. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bottom of the sixth inning, 5-3, Fresno leads Modesto here at Chuck Chansey Park as Fajardo Cruz will lead things off against Angelo Ovando back out for another inning. Here comes the pitch to Cruz as it's inside and high and to the backstop count at 1-0. As we mentioned, Grizzlies fans, Chuck Chansey Park has enacted a clear bag policy in effect that started on June 1st. In an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. As here is a high fly ball out to right field. The question is, who's going to make the play? It's the right fielder in Washington Jr., and that is the first out as Cruz is retired. One away for center fielder Caleb Hobson, who's 0-3. Thank you for your understanding on the clear bag policy as we continue to make Chuck Chansey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. Stu Flezin, the third down in the bullpen for Fresno, number 18. Here comes the pitch now to Hobson. It's a called strike count at 0-1. Good pitch from Ovando, fastball at 90 miles per hour. There's also action in that pen for Modesto. I believe that's lefty CJ Widger. As the count now outside, that actually might be the lefty in Brian Perez for Modesto. That is Perez. Brian Perez down the pen for Modesto. As here's a chopper, that is just foul down the third baseline. So Stu Flezin the third in the Grizzlies' pen, and then lefty Brian Perez in the Modesto bullpen. As here comes the pitch from Ovando, and it's inside, almost hits Hobson. The wind past the jersey right there on the inside part of the plate.
Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, here comes the pitch to Hobson, and it is outside. Good location from Ovando, trying to get Hobson to chase after it. Grizzlies lead 5-3 here on July 6th, Military Appreciation Night, here at Chuck Chancey Park. Here comes the pitch to Hobson, and he will take called strike three. He's now 0-4. Another punch out for Ovando. He's got four tonight. And with two away, here comes Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer's reached base twice, a single hit by pitch and run scored. As the Grizzlies, a two-run lead. Braylon Wimmer, the South Carolina product. One of the Grizzlies' top players on this team, as there's a called strike count at 0-1. Batting average, leads the team in home run, second in RBI, behind Andy Perez, who awaits on deck. Here comes the pitch to Wimmer, and he flies one to right, and that ball will land foul. Counted 0-2. Ovando's done a great job just throwing strikes here in this contest. That's a race to the baseball right there from a couple kiddos. Here comes the pitch from Wimmer. And it swung on miss by Wimmer, and that will end the inning. Ovando, a big 1-2-3-6. We head to the 7th, 5-3. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser?
Comes the pitch, and that is low. It's Flez in the third trying to find the strike zone against Jared Belbin, who's 0-2. Stu Flez in the third. The left-hander is 6'5", 207 pounds. Here comes the pitch from the lefty, and it is a called strike. Stu Flez in the third, very tough angle. The southpaw has had a lot of really good outings this year, which includes an outing against Modesto. As that's low ball four, and it's a leadoff walk to Belbin. First walk issued by the Grizzlies tonight, as now Curtis Washington Jr. will stride to the plate. Stu Flez in the third is making his 22nd appearance. He has one spot start. Flez in the third, he comes in with a 1-1 record, a 3.90 ERA. Two holds, he's 0-1 in save chances. As that is a called strike count at 0-1. Runner at first with no outs here in the top of the seventh inning. Again, glad you could join us. Here comes the pitch, and that is low for a ball as there's action down in that bullpen. Brian Perez ready to go. Top of the seventh. Flez in the third looks back the runner. The pitch. And it's a high pop-up. Mendez retreating. So is Hinchman. Mendez calling everyone off. And he makes the play as he loses his cap for the out. So one out now as Washington Jr. is retired. And it will bring up the third baseman, Charlie Pagliarini. 1-2, a ground rule double and a run scored. As it was Mendez making that last play. Now Pagliarini, lefty-lefty matchup. Here comes the pitch. And it's a called strike count at 0-1. Good spot from Stu Flez on the third. As he will come set. Here comes the 0-1. And it is just low. Count of one ball and one strike. Nice location from Stu Flez in the third. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chicken Shack for providing tonight's press box food. Chicken Shack has the freshest chicken in the valley. Is that swung on and missed? You can have your choice of fingers, wings, salads, wraps, and the famous buffalo chicken fries. There are six locations around the Central Valley ready to serve you today. Shack it up your way at The Chicken Shack. We thank Chicken Shack for being a proud partner and tonight's press box food of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the seventh. Here comes the pitch from Flesland the third in the dirt. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Also tonight, big thanks to Dad's Cookies. Delicious chocolate chip cookies. Melts in your mouth. Here in the top of the 7th inning. Here comes the 2-2. Swung on and miss. And down goes Pagliarini for the second out. First strikeout for Flesland in the third, as here comes Edrin Rodriguez, 1-for-2 with a single. Here in the top of the 7th. Edrin Rodriguez, a couple starts in this series. As here comes the pitch from Stu Flesland the third, outside, count of 1-0. Saturday Night Baseball, the series finale between the Grizzlies and the Nuts. Grizzlies looking for their third straight win. Here comes the pitch from Flesland the third, inside. Count it 2 balls and no strikes. Tough angle from the lefty as he looks to put away 3 straight batters after the leadoff walk. There goes the runner as there's a line drive to left field, but foul. And the count now at 2 balls and 1 strike. Fan down near our Fresno social is going to go look after that baseball. I hope you can find it. It's between a couple chairs. Searching for it in the corner, and no one after it, and he retrieves the baseball. Very nicely done. As here comes the 2-1 offering from Stu Flesland the third. And it is outside, 3 balls and a strike. Usually after you retrieve a ball that well, I think someone like that deserves a beer. And the Fresno Social, the perfect place to go on this very warm night here in Fresno. Here comes the pitch. That is inside. And another walk by Stu Flesland the third. So now a second walk of the frame as Belbin trots to second. And Connor Charping, who's 0-for-3 to the dish. 5-3, Fresno leads Modesto. As here's a mound visit between McCabe and Flesland the third. Flesland the third, 23 years old, born in Spokane, Washington. An 11th round draft pick in 2023 out of the University of Washington. Flesland the third spent his COVID year at Boise State. Didn't get a chance to really get into the season, so he never got to play Fresno State. Then went to the University of Washington, where he was dominant for the Huskies. A very tough angle from the lefty. As here comes the pitch to Charping. And it is a called strike, counted 0-1. Lefty Sam Weatherly down in the pen for the Grizzlies. Actually, that's Cannon Handy actually warming up. Cannon Handy, number 27, is actually the one getting loose. Here comes the pitch, and it gets to the backstop. A wild pitch as McCabe chases after it. The ball went all the way between home and first. That was a very wacky, wild pitch from Stu Flesland the third. So Belbin a third, Rodriguez to second. Two runners in scoring position. The tying run is second here with 2 outs in the 7th. Fresno leads 5-3. Jace Kaminska, after a career-high 6 innings of work, would love for Flesland the third to get out of this jam. Here comes the 1-1, and it's fouled off, count at 1-2. That had tons of movement on it. That was a slider at 77 miles per hour in on the hands to Charping. The leadoff hitters tonight for both teams are 0-for-7 with an RBI. Charping 0-for-3 with that RBI back in the third. As that is just outside, counted 2-2. Aiden Smith on deck. As Modesto trying to find a way here in the 7th inning. The Grizzlies, though, want to keep their lead. Here comes the 2-2 from Flesland the third. And a ground ball to short. Perez backhand to first in time. And that will end the inning. We head to the stretch here at Chuck Chancey Park. 5-3 Grizzlies. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes.
No 2 2/3 innings, no hits, no runs, one walk, one hit by pitch, and five punch outs. As there's a strike to Hinchman, count at 0-1. The lefty, Brian Perez, comes set, looks back the runner. Here's the pitch. It's high. And the count of one ball and one strike. Brian Perez, 6 feet, 170 pounds for the 23-year-old. Here comes the pitch to Jason Hinchman. And he grounds one to short. And Sweet spelled up with it. The throw to first in time. It goes 6-3. No advancement from Perez. As here comes second baseman Luis Mendez, 1-for-3, an RBI single back in the first inning. Grizzlies would love another run right here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Luis Mendez, a very good hitter, would love to score his middle infield partner in Perez. Here's a bunt attempt. Perez, off-balance throw, and it gets off of the throw. Mendez heading to second, and Andy Perez is in. It is 6-3. Brian Perez hit Luis Mendez on the throw to first. And the ball ricocheted into right field. If you look at the replay here on Bally Live on the bunt attempt, Mendez, that ball actually hit him. And he was just down the line. So Andy Perez comes in to score his third run of the game. And the Grizzlies, a big insurance run here in the seventh. As now it's Felix Tena, who's reached base three times, has a two-run homer, three RBI overall. As Mendez to third, and there is no throw. Counted 0-1 as Mendez swipes third. So now runner at third here with one out. 6-3 Fresno. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, time called as the catcher Charping going to go talk to Brian Perez. Luis Mendez reaching on a throwing error by Brian Perez. So it is E1. That is the second error towards Modesto. That allowed Mendez to get to second base and advance to third on the stolen base. So runner at third with one out. And Felix Tena looking for another RBI. Here comes the pitch from Brian Perez. And it's outside. Counted two balls and no strikes. So Fresno has already scored another run on just one hit. As the infield in for Modesto, 6-3 Grizzlies. As that is swung on and missed. Tena going after the breaking ball. Counted 2-1. He slipped a changeup past the bat. So two balls and a strike. Here comes the pitch, and it's outside. Three balls and a strike. Bottom of the seventh inning, Andy Perez has half of the Grizzlies' runs in this game. Hinchman, Wimmer, and Tena, who's at the plate, have the other three. And that is inside. Tena now, it's actually three balls and a strike, I believe. Counts wrong again on our scoreboard on Bally Live if you're watching there. Also have a different count on the scoreboard and in my mind. Happy last day of the series. Here comes the pitch, and it's a ground ball and a base hit to right field. An RBI single for Felix Tena. He has a four RBI game. Mendez comes in to score a two-run inning for the Grizzlies with only one out, and here comes Brad Cumbis. Tena has reached base all four times, an RBI single for him. Second hit and another run. And now it's Brad Cumbis with the runner at first and one out. 7-3 Grizzlies. As here comes the pitch, and Cumbis takes it high. Count of one ball and no strikes. So Fresno leads 7-3. Here comes the pitch to Cumbis, and that's a fly ball right field. It's playable for Washington Jr., who will reach up and make the catch. That is the second out. It goes F9. Encompassed is retired. And now catcher Ben McCabe. Chuck Chansey Gold has given away $1 million with a Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entry starting May 1st. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. As here comes a mound visit. That's $1 million guaranteed only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh. As pitching coach in Jake Witt, got to talk to him before today's game. Asked him what he's doing for his All-Star break. He's headed down to Dallas to go watch the Home Run Derby. That will be a lot of fun. He said his kids will take it in with them and can't wait to see what the group of participants will be for the Home Run Derby. They're in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Grizzlies have put on an offensive derby tonight. 7 runs on 9 hits. And they've been able to put pressure on Modesto all night long. As the pitch is low and outside, count of 1-0 to Ben McCabe. Runner at first with 2 outs here in the bottom of the seventh. Fresno with 2 insurance runs. Here comes the pitch to Ben McCabe. It's inside. 2 balls and no strikes. McCabe, he is one of 2 catchers on this Grizzlies roster. 6 feet, 185 pounds. As here's a fly ball, and it will go out of play. Counted 2-1. Just to the right of us here at Chuck Chansey Park. A great venue here in the Central Valley. A crowd on hand enjoying a great game. As here comes the 2-1, and that is a called strike. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Ben McCabe. Bottom of the seventh inning, San Jose leads Stockton 7-2. Lake Elsinore leads Inland Empire 7-3. A lot of sevens. As here's a ground ball, and the third baseman, a deep throw by Pagliarini, is in time to end the inning. It's 7-6 Visalia as well, so every team who's winning has 7 runs, and we head to the eighth. It is 7-3 Grizzlies. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today.
And 33-4-1-3-3. Nice crowd for Saturday night baseball. As the Grizzlies lead 7-3. And here in the top of the eighth inning, as that pitch from Handy is outside. Count of 1 ball and no strikes. Here comes the pitch. And a line drive foul. And what a job by the protector for Modesto down near the bullpen as the catcher was catching a new pitcher down that Modesto bullpen and almost got hit with that baseball. That is the right-hander Gabriel Sosa. As there's a called strike and the count now at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sosa pitched just the other night for Modesto, giving up a couple runs. As here comes the pitch from Handy. Swung on and missed. Milcar Perez down on strikes. And the Dutch Bros strikeout batter is out. First strikeout for Cannon Handy. Second out of the inning. That's the 9th strikeout overall for Fresno pitching. As here comes shortstop Luis Suisbel, who's 0-3. As Handy working through the tough part of the order. Swung on and missed. Counted 0-1. Went to the breaking ball there. Disgusting pitch down and away. Here comes the offering from Cannon Handy, and it's low. Count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. As that's outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. We thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed, and Cannon Handy strikes out a pair here in the top of the eighth. We head to the bottom of the eighth. The Grizzlies looking for more runs right after this.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go.
As they're looking for a home-and-home series sweep here at Chuck Chancey Park after being swept to John Thurman Field. Here's the pitch, and a little blooper foul. Down to one ball and two strikes. From Gabriel Soso, takes over for Brian Perez, who allowed two hits, two runs, one earned, no walks, no Ks, and an inning of work. Soso comes set around the belt. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and it's a chopper foul. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Here's a chopper to second, gobbled up by the second baseman on a first-in-time Rodriguez to Milcar Perez. And Cruz is out 4-3 as here comes center fielder Caleb Hobson. Again, that number 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. Bring your best ideas to life here in the bottom of the eighth as we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. Here's the pitch to Caleb Hobson, who's 0-4, and it's inside, count of one ball and no strikes here on July 6th. Here comes the pitch of Sam Weatherly in the pen for Fresno. And it swung on and missed. Good elevated fastball count of 1-1. As the Grizzlies trying to hold on and win another game. This was a team that had lost 9 of 10 and 6 in a row just a couple days ago, as that's outside. They count it 2 balls and a strike. Fresno back on the road for a 6-game series starting Tuesday night. But Fresno loving the friendly confines of Chuck Chancey Park, looking to start the second half 5-1 here in downtown Fresno. As that's inside, 3 balls and a strike. Once again, the fastball from Soso not finding the zone. Soso pitched in the 10-9 game on Tuesday. Soso could not find the strike zone. He allowed 5 runs on 4 walks without recording an out. As that swung on a miss, count at 3-2. You can see the lively fastball reaching 96. The question is, where is it going? It's the count full now, 3 balls and 2 strikes. The Grizzlies going to Weatherly in the 9th inning would bode well. As here comes the pitch to Hobson from Soso. And it swung on and missed. Hobson down on strikes for the third time. He's 0-5 tonight. And that is the 10th strikeout for the Grizzlies. And with two away, here's Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer 1-for-3, a single hit by pitch. He has a stolen base and a run scored. But back to Caleb Hobson, is 0-5 night in his 30th game as the Grizzlies' leadoff hitter. He has reached base 56 times in 142 plate appearances. That's 40% of the time he's reached base. As that is fouled off, counted 0-1 to Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer, a shortstop at South Carolina, has played short and third for Fresno here this season. Wimmer, 10 home runs, leads the team. As time called, as Soso steps off to grab some rosin. Here comes the pitch to Braylon Wimmer. the right-hander in Sosa. And it is outside into the backstop. One ball and one strike. The Rockies just beat the Royals 3-1. Austin Gomber picked up his second win of the year. So the Grizzlies would love to follow suit to what their big league affiliate did. Modesto, part of the Seattle Mariners organization. Here comes the pitch to Wimmer from the right-hander. And it's going to hit Wimmer again. Braylon Wimmer, there's some chirping as he gets hit once again. He is not happy one bit. We have seen too many hit-by-pitches in this series, especially from Modesto. So it's a two-out hit-by-pitch. Wimmer, again, we said it earlier, just wants to swing the bat. And the only way you stop the California League Player of the Month is to beat him. Can't give up a home run if he's at first base. So now it's Andy Perez, who is 2-for-3, has two doubles, a walk, and three runs scored, which is already a career high. Previously did it yesterday. So six runs as there goes Wimmer for second, and Perez getting out of the way as Charping wanted to throw it. He will talk to home plate umpire in Chad Lagana, but Wimmer has his second stolen base. And for the second time in the last three games, the Grizzlies have two different batters with multi-stolen base nights in Wimmer and Cruz tonight. Tena also a stolen base, so five stolen bases for Fresno. Now a runner at second with two outs. Perez would love to pick up his first RBI of the game. And Andy Perez. The Grizzlies, though, five stolen bases. Here comes the pitch to him from Sosa. And it's a check swing. Did he go around? He did not. Two balls and no strikes. Fresno's five stolen bases are tied for the most in a game this year. That was also against this Modesto team back on June 7th at John Thurman Field. Here comes the 2-0 to Andy Perez. And it is a called strike, count at 2-1. That was a slider that Perez just took at the top of the zone. He takes his time, two balls and a strike. On that Wimmer stolen base is 17th of this season. Second on the club in stolen bases behind Caleb Hobson, who has 26. Runner at second with two outs here in the bottom of the eighth. Here's the pitch to Andy Perez. He flies one right field, but it's foul. Oh, man, that ball was hammered to right field. And the count at 2-2. When you're seeing beach balls, you want to go to the splash park in right field. As the count remains at two balls and two strikes. Oh, man, just missed a home run. Here comes the 2-2 again. Outside, three balls and two strikes. Andy Perez trying to hit another triple. If Perez picks up another triple, it will tie a franchise record, most recently done by Robbie Martin in Modesto. That was last season. Here comes a 3-2 to Andy Perez. And it is a ground ball to second. And Rodriguez picks up the throw to first in time. And Perez is retired. The Grizzlies lead 7-3. We head to the ninth, three outs away from a home-and-home series sweep.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app, watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the...
Donate today at cancer.org/MILB. As that is fouled off, counted 0-1 to Jared Belbin, who is 0-2 with a walk. So no balls and a strike. Here comes the pitch, and it's inside. Count of one ball and one strike. Sam Weatherly, the southpaw, went to Clemson, was a starter for the Grizzlies a couple years ago, as that's a strike 1-2. Good pitch from Weatherly. And this year, now out of the bullpen, and he's just been electric for Fresno. A veteran presence, but his pitchability is unbelievable, as that is just outside 2-2. When you can throw two or more pitches as a reliever, three or more pitches, Weatherly has four, you're going to be able to get a lot of outs. Weatherly, a 3-1 record, a 2.84 ERA, as that's in the dirt, three balls and two strikes. Weatherly, being a former starter, still has that repertoire and is learning how to pitch even better. Not able to throw that fastball with as much oomph as it used to have. As here comes the pitch, and that is just outside a one-out walk to Belbin. So Belbin draws another walk. Three walks by Fresno's bullpen. And now Curtis Washington Jr., who's 0-3. Here in the top of the ninth inning. Stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give you a quick wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow. Or actually, it'll be on Tuesday for the Grizzlies' next game. We'll be on the road. We're so used to playing on Sundays. A day off tomorrow. Here comes the pitch. That's inside. Count of 1-0. Fresno trying to end this six-game series with three straight wins. Here comes the pitch from Sam Weatherly, and it swung on and missed. Count of 1-1. Here in the top of the ninth inning, 7-3 Grizzlies. A big thank you to 1430 ESPN Radio for having us on tonight. As here comes the pitch, that's a strike. Count of 1-2. And a big thank you to Jorge back in the studios. You can listen to Grizzlies Mondays behind the bench with Phil Bonatti. As here comes the 1-2. And that is a line drive and a base hit in the center field. So the inning continues for Modesto. As Washington Jr. is on, and now it's Charlie Pagliarini. So Washington Jr., a base hit. Belbin to second. That is seven hits overall now for Modesto, and their first hit since the sixth. So first and second with one out. And now Pagliarini, 1-3, ground rule double and a run. Modesto trying not to go away quietly. They lead all of single A in batting average. That's a team that won the first half in the California League North Division. As that swung on and missed, counted 0-1. But if the Grizzlies can somehow win this game, they will even up the season series at 9 games apiece. These teams have played so many close games over the years. Here comes the 0-1, and that's a called strike. Now 0-2. That was perfectly placed on the outside part of the plate. So no balls and two strikes. That's Sam Weatherly looking for a punch out of Pagliarini. Comes set, looks back the runners, the pitch. And a line drive and a base hit to right field. And Modesto's going to load the bases here with one out. And the tying run in Rodriguez to the plate. Second hit for Pagliarini. Washington Jr. to second. Belbin to third. So now two hits and a walk allowed. Now Rodriguez, 1-2, a single and a walk in this game. As here comes a mound visit by Ben McCabe. Weatherly, 6'4", 205 pounds, 25 years old, from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Third round draft pick out of Clemson by the Rockies in 2020. Weatherly, one of the returners to this Grizzlies roster, but he hasn't pitched in Fresno since 2021. Started with the Grizzlies then and has worked through multiple injuries to get to this point. Now healthy and out of the bullpen, Weatherly has revamped his career. And when talking to not only pitching coordinators, pitching coaches, Sam Weatherly has found his new identity out of the pen. As that is swung on and missed, counted 0-1. Good pitch up in the zone to Rodriguez from Weatherly. All of his pitches move in some way as well. Can reach the upper 80s, the low 90s with that fastball. But it's that slider that's devastating, as that pitch just misses low, count at 1-1. And you're not going to get hurt with a pitch in that location very often. A double play would end this game. As the lefty and Widger starts to get loose down in that Modesto bullpen. As here's a line drive to left field. Cumbis will make the play. The runner tags from third. He will score. It's a sacrifice fly for Rodriguez. So it's an RBI to left field. As Belbin comes in. So now two outs. Runners at first and second. Now 7-4 here in the ninth inning. That run is earned towards Weatherly's line. And now Connor Charping, who's 0-4. This Grizzlies team has been in control all night long. Connor Charping, the leadoff hitter, though, as Sam Weatherly, the sixth batter he is facing. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball to second. And the tag at second base by Luis Mendez will end it. And the Fresno Grizzlies have won 3 in a row. The Grizzlies, they win the home part of their home series. A sweep of the Modesto Nuts here at Chuck Chancey Park. We'll be back with the postgame right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by...
The road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
cruise into Chukchansey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chukchansey Park for the postgame show wrap-up of tonight's game as your Fresno Grizzlies defeat the Modesto Nuts by a final score of 7-4. The Grizzlies, their third straight win, a technical three-game sweep of Modesto here at Chukchansey Park. The Grizzlies improved to 44-36 overall. That's over 80 games this season. They're now 6-9 in the second half. Modesto now 7-8. They're 48-31 in the second half. Modesto, 4 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors. They left 6 on base. Fresno, 7 runs on 9 hits. They had no errors, and they left 8 on base. The winning pitcher is Jace Kaminska, now 4-4. The loss to Ashton Izzy. He is now 6-4. No save. Time of the game is 2 hours and 22 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 4,133. Let's go through tonight's scoring plays. Let's head to where Fresno took a 3-0 lead in the bottom of the first. Jason Hinchman, an RBI single, scoring Braylon Wimmer. The boldest center was initially looked like it was going to be caught by Aiden Smith, and Smith never saw the ball off the bat. So Hinchman, the RBI single. Luis Mendez extended his hit streak to 11 games. He had an RBI single to right field, 2-0 Grizzlies. And then Felix Tena, a force out, made it 3-0 on the play. But Modesto slowly but surely tying the game up at 3 apiece. A run in the second thanks to a Carson Jones solo shot, his 9th of the year. And then 2 runs in the top of the third on a Connor Charping RBI ground out and a Milcar Perez RBI single. In the bottom of the third, though, Fresno's Felix Tena, a solo or a 2-run homer, his 3rd of the year, made it 5-3 Grizzlies, and they never looked back. In the bottom of the 7th, a throwing error made it 6-3 Fresno, and then Felix Tena, his 4th RBI of the game, made it 7-3 as the Grizzlies would just give up one more run on a sacrifice fly in the 9th, 7-4 Fresno. Let's go to the offense now, where the Grizzlies had 9 hits tonight. They had 2 hits by Felix Tena and Andy Perez. Perez scored 3 runs. Tena had 4 RBI. Jason Hinchman had a hit, an RBI, and a run. And also a big game for Luis Mendez. He had a hit, RBI, and run. Perez, 2 doubles among his pair of hits. On the other side, Carson Jones had a home run. He had 2 of the 8 Modesto hits. Pagliarini, 2 hits at the bottom of the lineup. An RBI, a hit, and a walk for Rodriguez. And also for Aiden Smith, he had a run on a hit as well. On the pitching side of things, Fresno's Jace Kaminska, 6 innings, a 3-run ball. Tying his career high, 6 hits, no walks, 7 Ks. Stu Flesen, a 3rd, 1 inning of work. Cannon Handy, 1 inning of work. They combined for 3 punchouts. And Sam Weatherly, wrapping up the game, he had a big ground out to Luis Mendez as the Grizzlies hold on tonight. Modesto's Ashton Izzy, his ERA now at 3.19 after allowing 5 runs over 3 1/3 innings. And then Angelo Ovando, 2 2/3 scoreless innings. He struck out 5. He was a big part of Modesto's game, keeping them somewhat in the contest. Brian Perez allowed 2 runs in the 7th, and then Gabriel Sosa a clean 8th inning. So the Grizzlies wrap up this 6-game series on the winning side of things. As Fresno, they hold on 7-4 tonight. The Grizzlies, a couple days off before returning to action on Tuesday, July 9th. And we will be in Lake Elsinore to take on the Storm at Lake Elsinore Diamond. First pitch at 6:05 p.m. The pitching matchup is Albert Pacheco for Fresno. He has a 3-3 record, a 3.82 ERA. Lake Elsinore has not set a starter just yet. we will know hopefully sooner rather than later. As the Grizzlies hold on tonight, a big thank you to Virch for putting on tonight's broadcast. A big thank you to you, the fans listening on 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Saturday night, and we'll see you Tuesday in Lake Elsinore for more Grizzlies baseball.
Cruise into Chuck Chancey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.